In the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the sides and I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying, get that together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room. I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry. Hold it, now I'll watch the hood.
Earlier today, CENTCOM shared the news that 3 U.S. military service members have been killed in action. As one nation, we grieve for the true American patriots who have made the ultimate sacrifice for our nation, even as we continue the righteous mission for which they gave their lives. We pray for the full recovery of the wounded and send our immense love and eternal gratitude to the families of the fallen. And sadly, there will likely be more. Before it ends, that's the way it is. Likely be more, but we'll do everything possible where that won't be the case.
Yeah, that is exactly the nature of warfare. And as he mentioned, CENTCOM had put out, Central Command, based at MacDill here in Florida, had put out on social media that we had lost 3 service members. No details given. They said they would have to have at least 24 hours to contact the next of kin. We still haven't received any details on that, at least as far as I know. But that is a very normal protocol to not release names or information or context, and certainly not in the middle of a war. You're always very cautious about what information that you give out. So we literally have no idea what the nature of the circumstances was there. We do know that because CENTCOM just put out a confirmation that we've lost 3 F-15E Strike Eagles, but it looks like the over Kuwait, it looks like they were all 3 friendly fire, all 6 aviators ejected safely. That would have been a front seat and a back seat like you think of for the F-18. The F-15 has a configuration for the E that has 2 pilots, or a pilot and I guess it's a weapon systems officer, or I think is what the Air Force calls them. Anyway, you'd call them NFO, they call them WIZOs or CISOs. Some of these terms are all the same thing, but they're in different, and historically they meant one thing, and then they changed the name anyway. So all 6 have ejected safely, which is very good news. But as I kind of mentioned on Saturday when we were doing our live, 10:30 show, talking about this, is don't think that Iran is a nothing. Don't think that they're nobody. They are striking back, and they are, killing people. They just don't have a lot of capability, and certainly they're no match for us. But they're not a pushover, okay? They're not a nothing. And so don't be surprised if there is other news. That's what the president is preparing us to understand. The president says that the reason we are doing this is the obligation to have a military. Obviously, people are willing to die for this country. That's why we are who we are, that we are here now because of them. We cannot allow them to have nuclear weapons under any circumstances. They do not have nuclear weapons, but we cannot allow that because they would be willing to use it.
The United States has the strongest military the world has ever seen. I rebuilt our military in my first term. There's never been a military like we possess. And frankly, there's nobody even close, but we are now using that military for good. We want to have it for good purpose.
Yeah, that's the value of having a strong military, is to discourage bad behavior. And when it cannot be discouraged, or what you might call deterred, then it's to use it to stop, thwart, suppress, interfere, destabilize those who would use it for evil. That's the value of being who we are.
We're undertaking this massive operation not merely to ensure security for our own time and place, but for our children and their children, just as our ancestors have done for us many, many years ago. This is the duty and the burden of a free people.
Right. This is the obligation to continue to protect the world and the future for our children and their children to be able to live in it.
These actions are right, and they are necessary to ensure that Americans will never have to face a radical, bloodthirsty terrorist regime armed with nuclear weapons and lots of threats.
And one of the things I think people ask, and feel free to ask me questions about this or to disagree with me or to agree with me, whatever, 437-1620. It's meant to be your show. It's a live local show, and you're obviously welcome to participate all the time, not just today, but at all times. One of the questions that people have raised is the issue of imminent threat. Were they an imminent threat to the United States? No. They're not. Were they a future imminent threat? Well, future and imminent are at odds with each other, but were they a future threat? Absolutely. Were they an ongoing threat to the United States? Again, absolutely. They were attacking our military in the Middle East. They were attacking other countries in the Middle East. They were engaged in terrorist-sponsored activities, sponsoring, creating Hamas, Hezbollah, Houthis. You know, this is all Iran is coordinating all of this. And so they were certainly responsible for death and mayhem and violations of international law. The Ayatollah was evil. There's no other way around it. And, you know, I know a lot of times people have questions like, well, you know, is this the same guy that was, I remember back in the day we used to talk about the Ayatollah Khomeini. Is this the same guy? No. Khomeini was in charge for about 10 years, and then Khamenei took over in 89, and I know, very similar name. You know, President Smith was replaced by President Smythe. I know it's hard to keep track. Different people. But Khamenei's been in charge since 89. And he's been the supreme leader since 89. That's a long time. He's responsible for a lot of evil. And, you know, so they have been trying to kill us and willing to kill us and eager to kill us and even eager to kill the president for an awful long time. And he said, we cannot allow that any longer. So then the question is, well, what's Trump's message to the Iranians who support the regime?
I once again urge the Revolutionary Guard, the Iranian military, police, to lay down your arms and receive full immunity or face certain death. It will be certain death. Won't be pretty.
Surrender or die. Of course, there's a lot of them. I mean, they have a massive domestic army. The Iranian army is not small. Okay, they are not a third world military power. They are second world for sure. They're not the U.S. or Russia or China or Britain, but they're also not, you know, I don't know. Who do I want to pick on as a comparison? But they're not in the other category, okay? You know, India has a strong military. Pakistan has a strong military. Iran has a strong military. They're not nothing.
I call upon all Iranian patriots who yearn for freedom to seize this moment, to be brave, be bold, be heroic, and take back your country. America is with you. I made a promise to you, and I fulfilled that promise. The rest will be up to you, but we'll be there to help.
Presidents for years have promised that if Iran would revolt against, you know, their leaders, that we would support them. And we have backed off of that many times and failed to do that many times. And this is the first time a president has really, truly engaged in supportive action to create a space for a revolution to replace the government. And that is clearly what he is after. Will it happen? Well, like I've said many times, and I will continue to say, we don't know. I don't know whether it's a great bet, but it's a justified action and it's an okay bet on the future because it is very, and if you take out their, you know, their missile making and potential nuclear capability, you're doing good only if that's all you do. But then if you destabilize a regime that's responsible for terror, anything else is unlikely to be worse. Anything else is only likely to be better. And so that's why we're doing this, but it is not up to us to wage that war on the ground. It is up to them to do that for themselves. Will they, without a large, you know, they don't have like a Second Amendment, so will they without small arms? Do they have the power? Do they have the numbers? Time will tell. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you, but I just got a report that the front gate traffic to NAS is backed up to Walmart on New Warrington Road. So just be aware of that, and it's probably going to be slow and go today trying to get on to NAS Pensacola. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
You're Pon Jenkins?
Pong ting, yep.
Love it. Hey, if you need to buy or sell a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are there for you. They sold 209 homes last year, which is 4 a week on average, which is kind of an amazing number. But that means that they understand the market. They understand how it changes, how prices change, how the demands of insurance might change, how people's willingness or unwillingness to sell might change the market. And even when you're working with a new builder, somebody who's building new homes, you might think, well, why would I need a realtor for that? Good question. I mean, that's fair. A lot of people just buy directly from the builder and don't deal with a realtor. Okay. But a realtor like Christina, she knows all the deals. She knows all of the elements that they might be willing to offer to you. She knows what you can ask for and get, what the right price is, what, you know, points they might buy down, closing costs they might pay for, all of that, which you don't really know because it's not your job to know that stuff, right? It is her job to know that stuff. Also, when you so you get a really good deal on the front end. And then on the back end, when you take possession of the home, she'll go through it with you. And she'll say, yep, that needs fixed, that needs fixed, that needs fixed. That's okay, that's fine. You know, like, you know, because sometimes you go both ways. Partly you don't want to ask for too many things to be fixed because you're not sure how much you can ask for. And the other one is sometimes you think things are wrong that aren't actually wrong, and she's there to help you. Make sure that you know what's going on with the home you get delivered. Now, that's if you're buying a new home. Buying a used home or selling a home, obviously, great at that. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 786-3996. What has been the response from the Iranian government, from foreign governments, and from Democrats here in the United States? We'll tell you about that coming up next on the Pensacola Morning News.
Is your house your dream home? Or at least, is it on the way there? Maybe it's time for a change. Maybe all you really need to turn your house into your dream home is an appliance upgrade. When it's time for an upgrade, then it's time to visit Topps Appliance in Milton. They're locally owned and operated. They have top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, and stoves to dependable washers and dryers. Topps Appliance carries the brands you know and trust, like GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and more. Topps Appliance in Milton. They offer delivery and installation, something you won't get from the big box stores. And they have many items in stock, so you can take your new appliance the very same day. Topps Appliance. Check them out at toppsappliance.net on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street. Turning your house into your dream home. Topps Appliance.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Atlas Beverage Class, Celebrate Easter at Great Southern, Angelina's Supper Club, Limona di Primavera, A Celebration of Spring, and so much more. Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Something important happens.
You don't have time to wait.
Breaking news lives here.
Here.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Okay, good day. Welcome to the end of the movie, eh?
Yeah. How'd you like it?
I know you don't know the song, but you kind of want to keep hearing more, don't you?
Yeah, it's actually pretty good.
It's XTC. A song's called Playground. So I told you for years and years and years I've been listening to. Yeah, I've been listening to a lot of albums and albums I didn't otherwise know. And I've always got an ear out for music that sounds good. Like, for example, just last night I was listening to a couple of Three Doors Down albums, you know, their first two albums. I'm like, oh, man, these are way better than I remember. You know, so you may soon be hearing some Three Doors Down bumper music on the show. All right, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
With Sunbelt Conference.
Sorry about that. Where in the world do you find time? You're reviewing music, you're aggregating all of this wonderful information and coming up with
plan. I'm on the air for 4 hours a day, and then, you know, I spend about an extra 7 minutes besides that at home prepping, you know.
Seven minutes.
Well, you know how I do my job. You know, like most talk show hosts, I show up and 5 o'clock, I go to the PNJ and I read what's there and then I talk about it, you know?
Right. Right. All right. Well,
by the way, a little too accurate on how a lot of people do their jobs.
Your most.
John, are you okay over there?
Most fluent language is sarcasm.
Truth hurts.
So it's 10 to 12 hours a day, if you're wondering, to do this show.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, David.
While listening to Three Doors Down.
That's right. That takes talent.
So I've been combing the internet here looking for anything not war related to, you know, because you've been doing such a wonderful job on that information, Andrew. The late Reverend Jesse Jackson being remembered in South Carolina this week. Services begin this morning and include a processional to the South Carolina State House, where the civil rights icon will lie in state from 11 a.m. until 4:30 Eastern. Memorial service being held in West Columbia today. The search continuing in Arizona for Nancy Guthrie more than a month now after she disappeared. Thousands of tips have been received, and there's a $1 million reward being offered in connection with her disappearance. And Apple is unveiling some new hardware this week. They'll be skipping the standard one-day event and announcing products over 3 days, which starts today. One of those offerings will be the iPhone 17e, which is expected to start at about $599. They've also got some new iPads, a MacBook, and new computers that they'll be announcing over the next several days.
Very good, David. Thank you so much for the update. 437-1620. This is why I love doing this show, because, you know, I get one text in that says, you know, the timing of all of this is favorable to the destabilization of Iran, also favorable to Trump distracting people from other things that are going on in the world. I mean, I think you'd have to acknowledge there is a truth, and I do not think that's the reason for it. I'm not a wag the dog conspiracy theorist. I don't think this is being done because of the Epstein files or anything else. I think this is actually good foreign policy and, you know, good international strategy. I mean, whether you think about it from, you know, oil supply questions, you know, first Venezuela, now Iran, two people who did supply China. China didn't necessarily need them, but it was, you know, sort of useful. I mean, Russia supplies a lot of China's oil as well, but, you know, don't discount those things. So anyway, and somebody else said, oh, XDC, fantastic. I like that's the things that people find interesting. I just love that. All right. So Abbas Araghchi is the foreign minister for Iran, and he was on This Week with George Stephanopoulos on Sunday. Oh, actually, you know what? John Pickens has traffic on the fives first.
Thank you. Brought to you by Florida West. They focus on attracting and expanding businesses that create jobs, increase wages, and strengthen Escambia County's economy. Still rolling accident-free right now, but we're still seeing traffic backed up to, let's see here, New Warrington, if you're trying to get into the front gate of NAS Pensacola. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. All right, so Abbas Araghchi is the foreign minister for Iran, talking with George Stephanopoulos on This Week yesterday.
Senator, thanks for your time. We want to go to Tehran right now because we're being joined by the foreign minister, Abbas Araghchi. Mr. Foreign Minister, thank you for joining us this morning. Who's in charge of Iran right now?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me in your program. Well, I think now there is a procedure set in our constitution that when we lose the supreme leader, there would be a new one elected by the assembly of experts. And now we have, you know, started the procedure.
You can't just go on global television and be like, I don't know. We don't have anybody who's alive anymore. But, well, we've got a policy and the Council of Experts is going to meet and decide. And okay.
President Trump issued a warning overnight, warning the Iranians not to retaliate. He said they better not do that. If they do, we will hit them with a force that has never been seen before. How do you respond?
Well, I don't think any leader of a country has the right to say so. You know, we are defending ourselves, and we have every right, every legitimate right to defend ourselves. What the United States is doing is an act of aggression. What we are doing is the act of self-defense. There are huge differences between these two.
Okay, everything about that is wrong. First of all, you have been engaged in international aggression and terrorism for decades, so you are not the innocent victim of a sudden attack that you did not deserve. Second, you are not defending yourself. You are deliberately attacking civilian targets across the region at hotels and airports. You are not targeting targeting the military because you're incapable of doing it. You are just lashing out. You're wildly shooting out in defense of the police coming to your house. And third, if the police come to your house, you're not justified in shooting them if you've been engaged in criminal activity. And that's the best parallel for this, is that the Iranian leaders have been engaged in international crimes, evil, murder, terrorism, criminal activity. The police are coming to their house, not, you know, on the front door with a warrant from the UN, but essentially that's what's happening. And for them to claim self-defense is inappropriate because, pardon me, because you cannot defend yourself against a justified attack against your leaders for doing evil. So, terrible justification. He's wrong.
We are defending ourselves, whatever it takes, and we see no limit for ourselves to defend our people, to protect our people. Just look, yesterday...
Also, by the way, that's a good cue or a clue that there are always limits in what you can do to defend yourself. Always limits. That's back to the rules of just war and just warfare. You cannot engage in terroristic or weapons of mass destruction activity in response to just self-defense. That's not allowed precisely because they violate the other rules of warfare. So that's not true. You can just do whatever you want.
Yesterday, they struck against a school. So far, 148 girls, students have been killed. And this is a big massacre. This is a war crime. And you say we don't have any right to defend ourselves?
Sir, you say you want to protect your people.
Hospital.
Okay, terrible. If true, terrible. I will say at least plausibly true that it happened. But the difference is what we are trying to do. We would never target a school, and that's the difference. They would deliberately target a school. You know, sometimes people say, well, how can you be a Christian and in favor of war? My views of war are heavily shaped by my Christianity. So are the rules of just warfare created by Catholics, by thinkers over the years who said, you know, if God is going to allow us to engage in war, it's still not going to be all-out war with no limits. It's going to have rules and restrictions. And it's the restraint of Christian rules in war that guides us, not the absolute unlimited bloodbath targeting civilians in an indiscriminate fashion that is the way of waging war by, for example, the Shias in Iran. Of course, I like that George Stephanopoulos pushed back a little bit.
You say you want to protect your people, but your own regime, according to the estimates we've seen over the last several months, is responsible for the killing of up to 30,000 of Iranian citizens.
Good for you, George. That's exactly right. You say you want to protect people, but you were killing your own people. More on both the Republican response and the Democrat response coming up next on the Pensacola Morning News.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Gianna Gelosi. Smoke seen rising near the U.S. Embassy in Kuwait as Iranian forces continue their retaliatory strikes on Israel and the Gulf states.
We got that early alert coming across phones about 10 minutes ago. These sirens indicate that the missiles are inbound at this moment, sending the population here, around 300,000 people just in Tel Aviv alone, into bomb shelters.
Fox's Trey Yinks, the FBI investigating a mass shooting at a Texas bar over the weekend as a potential act of terror. Two people dead, more than a dozen hurt.
Austin police now identifying the suspect as Jagna. Jagna, they say, began shooting out of his car windows, hitting several people. Then he drove down the street, parked his car, got out with a rifle, and allegedly shot more people.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne, and right now we've got 52 degrees, clear skies here across the area. We'll be getting our full forecast with Brooke Richardson. That's up in just a few minutes. Congressman Jimmy Patronis saying Northwest Florida military personnel are driving the success of the ongoing U.S.-Israel operations against Iran. The joint strikes, now in day three, have killed Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and more than 500 people in Iran. Three U.S. service members have been killed as well.
No words. The only reason why this event will be a success is because the talent that comes out of Northwest Florida. Our installations are putting the best and the brightest forward through this. Their skills are being maximized right now. Ultimately for the safety of not just what's taking place in that part of the world, but for U.S. citizens.
That is our District 1 Congressman Jimmy Patronis. Iran has retaliated by launching missiles at Israel and U.S. bases across the Middle East. Hezbollah has also begun striking Israel from Lebanon. President Trump says those operations will continue until all objectives are met. Of course, here in about 30 minutes or so, there is a press briefing that we will attempt to carry live if possible. The contractor demolishing the old Baptist Hospital will be removing three crepe myrtle trees to make room for heavy equipment. City officials say none of those iconic live oak trees on the campus are going to be cut down, though. The trees will be removed to create a new road for trucks carrying debris during demolition. Officials say the contractor originally wanted to cut down all of the trees on the property, more than 200 of them. Collins says he rejected that plan and worked out an agreement to save as many trees as possible. The contractor will pay fees for the tree removal into the city's tree replacement trust fund. The city has scheduled a public forum on the demolition for March 5th at the Fricker Center at 5 p.m. Well, a major bridge project in Baldwin County getting closer to the finish line. The new $52 million Intracoastal Waterway Bridge along the Foley Beach Express is expected to open by this summer. When it does, that'll double the number of travel lanes across the water there. Traffic on the Beach Express has already surged since the tolls were removed in May of 2024. An estimated 6,000 to 8,000 additional vehicles started using that route every day. Officials say the project will strengthen evacuation routes in coastal Alabama as well. Well, a Santa Rosa County drainage project now back on track after an unexpected delay. Workers had discovered gopher tortoises at the Pine Blossom Road construction site that halted the $5 million project for several months. The county has now relocated those tortoises at a cost of around $46,000. Wildlife experts say the reptiles are a state-threatened species and commonly found in Northwest Florida. The project's completion date has now been set for early August. It is 6:35 here at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Good morning, John Pickens.
Well, good morning, David. It's brought to you by Frontier Motors. It's the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. No accidents to report to you. Not seeing any delays on I-10, I-110. 90, 98 all look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Oh, one quick note here. We did get something in earlier this morning from PPD's Mike Woods saying that their emergency and non-emergency phone lines are now operating normally. I believe there was a bit of an outage there over the weekend. So PPD's phone lines now operating normally. 6:35. Let's get a check on our forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be seeing temperatures warming up as you head into your afternoon. High near 72 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 60 degrees. For Tuesday, mostly sunny skies, high near 72. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping back near 62 degrees. Going into Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, temperatures back in the 70s for highs. And overnight Wednesday, dropping near 61. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 52 clear skies right now. Our next news at 7. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SOUND to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SOUND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SOUND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Honey, that flu keeping you up? Did you take NyQuil Intense Flu?
Nah, I got this. Okay, I don't got this.
Yeah, you need NyQuil Intense Flu.
Undo your flu with NyQuil Intense Flu. NyQuil Intense Flu provides powerful relief of your flu symptoms so you can sleep.
You do got this.
NyQuil Intense Flu. The nighttime sniffling, aching, fever, best sleep with the flu, medicine. Use as directed, keep out of reach of children.
Do you have questions regarding your plants and landscaping? If so, the Garden Line is for you. I am Mike Wiggins, and every Tuesday morning at 9, we are here for you on News Radio 92.3 to answer your questions. Seasonal changes call for different activities in your lawn and garden, so tune in and text or call with your questions on the Garden Line on Tuesdays at 9 and an encore each Saturday at the same time.
The Garden Line on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Tuesdays at 9 on News Radio 92.3.
You don't have to keep jumping around the dial all day.
Start your morning with Pensacola Morning News, weekdays 5 to 9. Stick around for Pep Talk with Meg from 9 to 11. Then it's MVR from 11 till 2, Hughes Hewitt from 2 to 4, and Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin from 4 to 7. One station, one day, everything you need to know. News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Informative, local, dependable.
No, there ain't nothing that I gotta prove. You think your words will make me black and blue, but I think I'm pretty with these old boots on. I think it's funny when I drink too much.
Iranian forces killed and maimed hundreds of American service members in Iraq. The regime's proxies have continued to launch countless attacks against American forces stationed in the Middle East in recent years, as well as U.S. naval and commercial vessels in international shipping lanes. It's been mass terror, and we're not going to put up with it any longer. Iran is the world's number one state sponsor of terror, and just recently killed tens of thousands of its own citizens on the street as they protested. Just imagine how emboldened this regime would be if they ever had and actually were armed with nuclear weapons as a means to deliver their message.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I thought the president's eight-minute video that he put out on Saturday was extraordinarily well reasoned, cogent, on point. The correct evidence, as somebody who, again, taught ethics for 10 years, learned the ethics of warfare under a guy named Jeff McMahon, who is a pretty well-known scholar of just war theory, and, you know, believe in that concept that there are just and unjust wars, that there are just warfares and unjust warfares, and, you know, looking for the evidence to be given in this case. I think the president made the case, and he's exactly right about Iran. By the way, somebody, a couple of texts in here that are kind of interesting. Somebody who disagrees with me a lot, and that's perfectly fine, says, boy, you're really having to, I feel for you, you're having to twist yourself in knots to defend the war. First of all, I don't ever go out of my way to support Trump or oppose Trump. I try to evaluate him on the basis of what he says or does in any given case. So the weird notion that I'm obligated to defend the president on a decision, I mean, that's a weird kind of personal insult you're starting with, you know? Right? Because it's saying I'm lying and I'm trying on purpose to lie. I'm not representing what I really believe. So that's just, and why would you listen? I mean, if that's what you think, why would you listen to me? I mean, honestly, if that's what you think, why would you bother listening? You know, you think I'm some propagandist for the administration? I mean, good Lord, Trump lovers hate me and Trump haters hate me. I don't know. It can't make anybody happy except people who are trying to, you know, be reasonable. You know, that's one problem. Also, there is no sense in which I'm twisting myself around in knots to justify this war. This is an easy one. Honestly, this is an easy military action to justify. Venezuela is hard to justify. Destroying drug boats is hard to justify. And what have I said routinely about that, John? Needs better justification. Needs congressional oversight. Needs better reporting to Congress. You know, you just can't go shooting out people's boats out of the water around the world because you think or say they're drug boats. That is not justified. It might be, but there's a process and there's a method, and it really has not been followed. So I don't agree with that. And that's the point. Each case has to be judged on its own. This is one that's, I mean, very easy to do, frankly. Somebody else says, let's see. Do you think it was appropriate for ABC to give a platform for the Iranian foreign minister to spread propaganda? And my answer was yes, but Stephanopoulos should have done a better job of challenging him and asking pressing questions. He did some, okay, but he should have done better. Because the foreign minister made the case that, you know, 30,000 people, no, only 3,000 people. And 2,500 of them were innocents, and they were martyrs for the cause. There's only been about 500 you know, real bad people that we've killed in this. 200 cops have died. Bull. That's all lies. And he didn't do enough of a job pushing back on all of that. So I do wish he would have. But no, you part of the value of having an open society is exactly that you listen to the other side. You listen to the enemies. And when they lie, you let them lie, and then you explain why it's a lie. And actually, I thought it was kind of interesting that the next person they had up on the lineup yesterday on this week was James Lankford, And he's a, you know, U.S. Republican senator. And George Stephanopoulos led with asking him what he thought of the interview.
The Iranian foreign minister, he said this attack was unprovoked. How do you respond?
Yeah, I would hope that Iranian TV is carrying Marco Rubio today, the same as y'all just carried the Iranian foreign minister today.
That's a negative, Ghost Rider. That pattern is busy doing other things. No, of course not. And that's part of the point, is that in the United States, with open information and freedom of expression, we will certainly listen to the Iranian foreign minister, listen to the Iranian ambassador. We will listen to their, just like we listen to the, you know, things put out by CENTCOM or the president. We don't take any of that for granted. We always ask questions. You know, some people, defenders of President Trump have said it's inappropriate to question the president. No, it's not. This president has a very spotty track record on truth. Come on, be honest. You have to admit that, even if you love the man, right? So you should question what he says. Does what he say, are the things he's saying compatible with what you know about world affairs and the truth? And in my opinion, yes, they certainly are. Are they always? No, they most certainly are not. Are they in this case? Yes, they certainly are. So our open society does that. Their closed society does not. That's another indictment of their society, right?
We certainly have been provoked on this. Just a year ago, we had over 180 attacks from Iran on Americans, either through their proxies or directly from Iran.
Yeah, the ridiculous level of international aggression conducted by Iran directly or through its proxies had to stop. It was never a today problem, but it was always an ongoing problem. And their eagerness to develop a nuclear weapon and their willingness to kill their own people and their willingness to attack us, our allies, anybody else, as they are showing in their response. This is not a military response. This is not a self-defense action. This is a death spasm of a regime that is being destabilized and doesn't know anything else to do except to attack back where it can get away with it, which is against civilians, primarily.
They continue to be able to fund the attack of ships off the coast of Yemen. Obviously, they're funding Hezbollah, the Shia militants. They have continued to be able to attack us now for decades, and that has accelerated. So just because we have blocked their attacks doesn't mean they're not attacking us. So this becomes the situation where you're shooting at a police officer and telling him you can't fire back unless they hit you. We've continued to be able to block them, find ways to be able to prevent their attacks, but they have certainly been attacking us. We ended their nuclear program, and they said we're going to start all over again because they are determined to have a nuclear weapon. And so this is the moment to be able to say you're going to stop attacking American citizens and you're not going to have a nuclear weapon.
And by the way, somebody texted in at 437-1620. For me, the big litmus test is how do the people most knowledgeable and most affected and most emotionally connected to this feel about it? And Iranian people are cheering in the streets, and even here in the United States are cheering this, right? They went out and demonstrated in Iran about how happy they were that the Ayatollah Khamenei had been killed. Trust that response. More of this in just a second, particularly what the Democrats are saying. You'll find it interesting. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. If you are on Navy Boulevard, it's backed up all the way to Barrancas. So just be aware of that. That's going to be a 15-minute delay. No accidents to report to you. Everything else is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Hey, if you've got a company, you've got employees, you've got to deal with health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, human resources, managing payroll, all of that kind of red tapey stuff that honestly can be a distraction from what you got into business to do and what you like to do and what you're good at. That's the kind of thing you ought to think about contracting out, or maybe if you already have somebody doing it, finding a better way. Because, you know, it might be that what you've got already is great. It might be that what you've got already could be done cheaper or better or both or with better customer service. And all I can say is, you know, we had a company that was doing our stuff for a long time. And then about 5 years ago, actually 5 years ago in 2021, we started with Torgerson Consulting. And I didn't know what we were missing. I mean, it was better by a lot. The options, the plans, and the customer service particularly. My wife is a very detail-oriented industrial engineer by training, so she asks the questions that people can't answer. And most of them can't answer them because they don't know. They're insurance people. You know, they're salespeople. Torgerson Consulting either knows or will get back to us and always answers her questions. And let me tell you, I know you don't know her, so it may not mean much to you, but when an insurance company gets my wife's thumbs up, that is a huge award. That should be like the international standard for excellence. If my wife gives the approval, and she does. 20 years helping local businesses do this stuff well. Give them a call today for a no-obligation review of what you're doing. 433-9996 or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. So what did the Democrat leaders in Congress have to say about all this? I'll tell you coming up on the Pensacola Morning News.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin. Enjoy goodness from America's Dairyland, like the real Wisconsin cheese on their juicy butter burgers, farm fresh dairy in their frozen custard, made fresh daily at each restaurant, or even their crispy golden Wisconsin cheese curds. Lent is upon us, and Culver's featuring cod, shrimp, and walleye sandwiches and dinners. Culver's, Mobile Highway, Bayou Boulevard, Highway 90 in Milton, and opening in May at Pine Forest and I-10. DoorDash, Uber Eats, and curbside services available. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
I've changed him, fed him, walked him around, and he's still crying. Now I'm panicking. What should I do?
It's okay. We're glad you called. We learned during the Period of Purple crying program that babies tend to cry a lot in the first few months of life.
If nothing is working and you need a break, put the baby in a safe place and take a few minutes to walk away and calm down.
During the Period of Purple crying, it is crucial to stay calm and never shake a baby. To learn more, visit PreventChildAbuseFL.org.
This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the State of Florida, Department of Health, and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You ever look at your bank account and think, okay, that could be better? Dave Ramsey, weeknights 7 to 10 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3 and AM 1620.
I hate when that happens.
I am living on Channel Z.
I got a really nice text in. Basically, somebody was listening to me say that a previous texter had said, you know, you really are having to work hard to twist yourself in knots to defend this war this morning, to which my response is, I mean, I know this is a person who does listen to the show a lot, and I just find that surprising that they would allege that I would misrepresent my own personal views about anything, especially this president. I'm fully willing to agree with him and fully willing to disagree with him whenever. There's no knot twisting for me. This is a very easy thing to justify. Almost all of the check marks that you would need for a just war theory answer to this question are satisfied fully with regards to Iran, not satisfied fully with regards to action in Venezuela, just by contrast, if you want to take two recent military actions. So somebody else says, I've been pleasantly surprised this morning. I expected to hear the yes, Iran's leadership has been evil, but Trump doesn't have the authority line that I've heard a lot over the weekend. I'm glad to hear anybody filtering you through the cynicism of the text you just read as being ridiculous. You're so clearly genuine as to be above that accusation. That's why I listen despite any disagreement to keep it up. That is always my favorite compliment, is people who disagree still listen. And I hope that comes through, that, you know, yeah, it's just me. You know, somebody else on my Facebook page basically said, you know, well, you have to say all this because I'm like, bro, there's no like distribution list from the administration that reaches out to me and tells me what to say. It just doesn't happen. Because if that were true, there would be a lot of things I have not said. You know, think about my position on DeSantis recently or Uthmeyer. I mean, just, you know, I tell you what I think. 437-1620. One thing worth noting on the nuclear weapons argument. Oh, I said I'd play the Democrats. There's a lot to cover, okay? They didn't have nuclear weapons. Correct. Should we have to wait for them to have them? Well, what happens if we wait till they have them? Have you heard of North Korea? I mean, North Korea has nuclear weapons. What are we doing to thwart, discourage, inhibit North Korea? Not much. Because we can't. Because they have nukes. And, at least when it comes to North Korea, though he's crazy and self-interested. And so we trust that he is able to be deterred by, you know, nuclear annihilation. Not so in Iran. The leaders of Iran would gladly die for the cause of killing the infidels. Nuclear war just, you know, is quicker to the virgins. I mean, not to be crude about it, but that's their view. So if you know that's the case, that dying in the jihad is a goal, not a drawback, and they want nuclear weapons, you cannot wait for them to have them because, you know, the day they have them is the day they use them. I mean, they might wait to have five instead of one, but, you know, and they're building missiles all the time. Not those kind of missiles, but they're trying. Anyway, back to the Democrats. I said I would cover that this hour. Okay, Adam Schiff, George Stephanopoulos. Actually, I thought this week, though George is pretty weak and doesn't do enough pushing back, that show had a lot of the right guests yesterday. Everybody from, you know, James Langford to Abbas Araghchi and, you know, and also Adam Schiff. So they did a pretty good job. Most of the shows did a fairly good job of trying to cover the spectrum.
Ayatollah Khamenei led a regime that brutalized its own people, launched attacks around the world for almost 40 years. So is the president right to take him out?
No, you're right about the Ayatollah. He was a brutal dictator. This is a murderous regime. But at the same time, it posed no imminent threat of attack to the United States. They had not reconstituted their nuclear program, which the president just months ago said had been obliterated. They do not have ballistic missiles capable of hitting the United States. There was simply no basis to go in with this massive military campaign with the goal of regime change.
There was absolutely the basis. The president made the case. I don't know what you're talking about. Of course it was justified. Now, would a ground invasion be justified? Well, justified ethically? Probably. And I say probably because the level of death on both sides might make it disproportionate and therefore not justified. But, you know, I've always said, and one of the things I think that has put me at odds with some people historically is I've always said that the U.S. military, the use of our military is actually at its most noble, not merely when it is used in our own self, our own interests internationally, but really when it's used to do good. It hasn't worked out very well, but that's like philosophically, if we could go and stop a genocide, that's the police intervening. He said, well, we're not a global police. We can be to some degree. That because when it's in your self-interest, then you're just using power to do what's good for you. When you're doing power to do what's good for other people, that's when it's most justified. Right? And so in a case like this, they're not primarily a threat against us, although they have been, but they are primarily a threat against Israel and the region. And we are using our military to create cover so they can stage a revolution and take over, if that's possible, and take out the evildoers at the top. I mean, that's all perfectly justified ethically. Then the questions are all practical or political.
And the concern here is that we have unleashed factors in the region now that we cannot control. If the Iranian people do rise up, as the president has called upon them to do, maybe they're successful. Maybe they get slaughtered in reliance on the president's implicit promise that we will be there to help them. Maybe the regime just takes a new form, an equally depraved regime, and then what have we accomplished? Maybe our service members are killed, as the president pointed out that risk, and I hope and pray they remain safe, both those that are carrying out the mission and those that are in bases in the region.
Why can't he acknowledge that there is another possibility that maybe the president turns out to be right and maybe the people do stage a revolution and maybe they usher in a new era of prosperity and freedom in Iran? He can say he doesn't think it's likely, but he should acknowledge it. This is, people get into a weak debating posture when they won't admit the other side's virtues or possibilities. He makes himself look dumb by not acknowledging that possibility. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still rolling accident-free right now, even delay-free. Seeing I-10, I-110 are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Adam Schiff talking on This Week with George Stephanopoulos.
President has made no case to the American people.
Yes, he has.
He sought no authorization from Congress.
He doesn't have to.
We need to return ASAP and take up a vote on the War Powers Resolution Tim Kaine, Rand Paul, Senator Schumer, and I have introduced.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, he has to notify you within 48 hours. The notion of going to Congress to get authorization for this kind of an attack ahead of time is insane. The whole point was it was a surprise attack. Like the attack against the nuclear facilities or the attack against Maduro. You go early to Congress and tell them ahead of time? No. Now, they may actually have kept some people informed, but I don't know. Okay, I've heard kind of both sides. We'll see. But 48 hours, and then, you know, if the Congress wants to stop his authorization, they got 60 days, and he can stay and operate for 60 days without it. So he's well in compliance with the law. Yes, Congress has the power to declare law, but the War Powers Act, as a response to Vietnam, created certain limits, and he's well within those operational parameters right, or those legal parameters right now.
One thing is certainly true, though. The president broke his promise to the American people of no more regime change wars, broke his promise to focus on bringing down the cost for American families. There's nothing in this action that's going to improve the lives of Americans.
Oh, other than, I don't know, sort of harming China and their capacity to destabilize their part of the world, other than stopping or thwarting terrorism, other than making the Middle East a safer place for those people as well as potentially for us, and as Iran is eagerly trying to get long-range missiles and nuclear weapons, I don't know, preventing, you know, nuclear war. Yeah, you're right. He's not made any case for any of that.
So what do you say to those Iranians celebrating in the streets today?
Well, look, I would say I'm glad the regime is gone. At least the leader of that terrible regime is gone, and we are supportive of them.
Supportive how? I mean, I'm glad he at least he admitted that the world is a better place without Khamenei in it. And I, by the way, I gave credit to Mark Kelly for being even more on that side. Yes. You're an idiot if you act like the world was a better place with him alive in it. No, clearly deserved to die. Clearly. And his leaders clearly deserve to die. But, you know, I love the question by Stephanopoulos. So the Iranians are celebrating us. What do you say to them?
I'm happy for you.
Local news.